WTTS on demand.
I guess there was one other one that John wasn't even like on the fence about. He didn't like it.
ROCK in the USA. He didn't like that one at all. You know, once again, I understand. You know, it's a legitimate writer doesn't necessarily want to be looked at, you know, as a writer of, you know, sort of trifling rock songs. Mm-hmm. But, you know, once again, it's turned into an American anthem. And I think you have to have a balance of fun and seriousness, you know, when you make a record. It takes both of them to make a good balanced album.
And now the direction's not hits at all. That's not the where the band is at all. Why is that?
Well, it's the breaking up of the formats of radio. Mm-hmm. As you're hyper aware, I'm sure TTS is one of the only stations I know that still plays broadband music. I mean, a broad array of music. Mm-hmm. You know perfectly well when you get into satellite radio, you're talking about segmenting radio to a degree that blanket airplay for any act is a virtual impossibility. You know, and in the 70s and the 80s, you know, if you were on AOR radio, album-oriented rock, or contemporary hit radio, those two formats, you were coast to coast. You were blanked. You were everywhere. So there's no point in trying to write for radio. John's way past it. We are way past it. We play music for the sake of music at this point. We're not trying to chase any radio. We're not trying to chase record sales.
So how does that impact the tour and the Clues Hall show coming up?
This is about the 250, 300 songs that we've recorded over the years going, you know something? We were never really able to exploit and play this song. This year, we're going to do it. And the true fans have really enjoyed it. You know, John Q. Public has had the opportunity to see us play the hits. And if you haven't, you missed the window.
Yeah.
It was only 30 years long.
But you're still playing some hits, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We pay tribute to the hits. There's no, those are part of, you know, the fabric of people's lives. You don't not do that. Mm-hmm. At the same time, you know, we can't continue just to sort of monkey on a string songs that we wrote when we were 25 years old. You know, it doesn't feel right. It isn't right. But we interpret those songs, and we go out, and we still play them.
So there's a little more honesty then for the time.
You know, at the time, it was honest, too. But now there's a new honesty, and that's what we have to abide by.
Right.
WTTS On Demand.